overdrive here because I really want to get to these farmers that have been patiently holding. Ted, then Matthew and Sophia, that's all we'll have time for. Wayne, the Arkansas farmer, just hung up. He was next. Ted in Hawaii, you're on the air. Show, the feds say they're going to run your farm and control the jurisdiction for you to be able to run any motorized equipment. How's that sound? Sound like freedom to you? Yeah, Ted, your phone's breaking up there, buddy. Okay, there goes Ted in Hawaii. I went along trying to get to you guys. Matthew in Texas, you're on the air. I don't know what's going on with the phone system, but we'll see if he comes back. Sophia in California, let's see if you're able to speak. Go ahead. Yeah, I think the phone system's got to be having trouble to go to three callers and it not work. That's funny. The Genesis phone system does some weird things sometimes. Not very often, but when it rains, it pours. And I went into overdrive to so I could get to those farmers there because I've really been trying to take more calls. It's kind of a love-hate relationship because I enjoy calls, but I also want to get to all the news. And boy, is there a lot of it. There is so much incredible news and information out there. By the way, Aaron Dykes has done a big special report last night, and he put 3 days of work into it, along with the crew, dealing with eugenics. And the headline, when it gets posted on Infowars.com, is going to be, let me check it and see if it's up there yet, because I forget the headline. InfoWars Special Report, Globalist Extermination List Exposed. And it gets into how they've always numbered and tracked people and taken blood from babies at birth, tracked folks through life and how they're killing people slowly. They enjoy their work. And that big special report is now up on InfoWars.com. And I hope that we get it out to everybody because it is highly produced. A lot of work went into it. And again, the special reports that'll be time to time as news warrants could be 10 minutes, they could be 30, they could be an hour, they could be 2 hours. They've been all those lengths. I did one 50 minutes this week, did a couple last week that were an hour long, did one that was 2 hours long the week before that. You're going to be seeing these in the new studio. And we do it without teleprompters. We do our research, got our facts, get our graphics and documents together, our exhibits, and we put it on. And the information is unrivaled with anything you're going to find out there. So if you believe in what we're doing and you'd like to see us even expand the quality more, and continue to be able to hire more people and hone what we're doing, your support of PrisonPlanet.tv makes it all possible. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. And right now, the special reports are going into the daily reports, the live radio show that's archived, that's also a video program. We call it Alex Jones Live. These special reports just go into there, and so you'll see the name of it. You'll see that there's two shows there. We also have a system where we then move it into an area called Special Reports. And if you have the power of Sherlock Holmes plus a little, you can find them. Joking. But we are revamping PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, we've got a special page already built that makes it much more easy and accessible for the special reports, the nightly news reports, because the site was set up for the movies, expanded extras, and the daily TV show. And it's all there on the site. But we've reworked the site, and that'll be launched next week. And then we're going to create a whole new site in the future that is off of an entirely new platform. But again, it is your $5.95 a month, your 15 cents a day that funds PrisonPlanet.tv and so much of what we're doing here. So I want to thank all of you that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to ask those of you that are listening on AM and FM stations, internet, or other ways, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member to support alternative media and this important message, and to be able to go in and download and burn to disk topics on every subject you can imagine dealing with freedom and the fight against tyranny. Like I said, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back next Monday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Be careful out there. Drive safe. Spread the word. Educate as many people as you can. The people are awake and angry at government, and they're ready to hear the full truth. So it's up to all of us to get the word out right now. All of you are the solution. Look in the mirror. You are the solution. Great job, Craig.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. with a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House trying to socialize the United States as fast as he can in order to merge us into a socialistic world superstate, Texas should become a nation state as it was in 1836 to 1845. This is our only hope, not to become slaves in a socialist world government. If Jesus Christ is backing such an effort behind the scenes, who could stop it from happening? God will protect His people. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, the 12th day of August 2011. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be live here again for the next 3 hours. And I have to really control myself right now to not boil with abject, total anger and disgust by all of the news that I have here in front of me. The raids on Amish for selling cheese and potatoes to their neighbors. The raids on stores selling raw milk and watermelons. The attacks across the board on people trying to grow gardens in their own front yards and backyards. We live in a giant prison. Regulations are passed to shut down the little guy. All the big guys are exempt. It is a mafia system to shut down their competition. And I have several examples of this right here in front of me that I want to mention, and I'm going to get into all the other news and come back to it. Postal Service proposes cutting 1,020 jobs, pulling out of health care plan. Oh, and over 2,000 major corporations like McDonald's have been given White House exemptions from the health care law. They're exempt, but your business, my business, is not exempt. This is the nature of a mafia government. And when you look at what's happening with the animal ID premises ID the feds have tried to force through on the already struggling and really almost extinct family farm and ranch, or even truck farmer, that's under all-out, just total assault by regulations, by bureaucrats, by harassers, by all of these federally controlled rural council goons. What does the Declaration of Independence talk about? He has created a multitude of offices and sent forth swarms of officers to eat out our substance. And that's what's happening. You know, when you look at the premises ID, animal ID, which, again, people fought and hasn't been completely implemented, a small family farm with chickens is forced to buy $5 to $10 tags per chicken when you couldn't sell the chicken for $5 on average. But then Tyson Chicken and others, they are exempt and only have to have a tag per section of a giant building full of hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions, of enslaved, drugged, zombie chickens, where people that go into the chicken facilities, the chicken complexes, have to wear a mask in many cases because if any human germs get on them, they're all so debilitated and on so many drugs, they'll die. It's the same thing with many of the big pig farms now. So big Agra's got this nightmare science fiction gulag system going to produce chickens and pigs and things like that. And there's total harassment against the small family farms and ranches with bureaucratic red tape being spewed at them, being launched at them in a full-out, complete, and total assault. It's incredible. It's incredible. And the average city slicker, 91% of the population, has no idea what's happening in the rural communities. They are completely imploding across the country. They are ghost towns. And those that can hang on with family farms or ranches, almost all work in town for the highway department or for the prison or for the power plant or at a fish, you know, bait shop or at a gas station or a restaurant. And then they come home at night and work on the farm and work on the weekends. And the taxes are going up and the regulations and the IRS now, if you've got a 100-and-something-year-old family hobby farm, they come in and they say, you can't have tax exemptions for a farm anymore if it's not profitable. We're going back 5 years now. You owe us all this money. And you say, but I just worked the farm to keep it and to pay the property tax. And they say, we don't care. You can't make it profitable. All your tax exemptions are gone. And it's a complete end of America, the end of the world's breadbasket, and a key part of the globalist operation to make us completely dependent on big agra, big business, big government. And as I mentioned, here's the Washington Post today. Postal Service proposing 120,000 people to be cut. Postal Service proposal cutting 120,000 jobs, pulling out of health care plan. And it goes on here to say that, well, they're going to get an exemption from Lord Obama. Because you can't compete, you see, if you're a private company, you're going to have to buy that health care unless you're one of the 2,000-plus special companies he's given a waiver to. And, of course, if you're the federal government, you're going to get a waiver from that as well because the Postal Service says they're going to go completely bankrupt if they have to. Well, that's the whole plan for private businesses. You know, I hear mainline talk radio starting to finally get it and saying, it's as if Obama wants to bankrupt America. It's as if he wants to end the free market system. Well, it's not Obama that wants that. Obama's a teleprompter reading puppet, a political prostitute, a bought and paid for individual from his days of working for the Ford Foundation. And his mama who worked for him, worked for Geithner's daddy. You know, the mainline neocons on radio, they want you to hate Obama and look at Obama. And I hate Obama. I mean, I would hate some mafia enforcer, low-level soldier who was in the mafia in New York. If he came up to me into my business and said, pay me protection money, I'd probably jump over the counter and take care of business. I just can't help it. Not because I'm tough, but because I'm not a slave. But I'd really hate who sent them. I'd really hate who they work for. You see, and see, if the mafia did anything to my family, then I'd find out who their boss was, and I'd come after them. That's why in the South and in the West, the mafia never did too good. Study your history. Because people wouldn't put up with it. Now, as immigrant populations came in from Eastern and Southern Europe, who were accustomed to living under the mafia, mafia did quite well and got a good toehold in. And see, under the federal government, somehow, though, Americans, whether they be in the North, the South, the East, the West, the Midwest, they will roll over to federal mafia any day of the week, and they love it. You know, Americans think discrimination can only be on race or sex or religion. That's all child's play. And the feds promote an obsession with all of that and a hypersensitivity to that, so you'll obsess over it and run to them to be the referee. So you'll come to the real organized crime for protection. But the real discrimination goes on all around you, where the Fortune 500 pays almost no property tax in any county, city, or state they live in. In fact, many times they're actually paid to come to your area. But your company, your little operation, my little operation, I've gone and asked the city for tax cuts and exemption, and they laughed at me 3 years ago. It was as if it was a ridiculous joke. A native Texan, a truly independent operation and company, an independent media operation. I am like rotten garbage to be dumped out, rotten milk. Same thing. We've approached YouTube. And said, you know, our channels have hundreds and hundreds of millions of views. We'd like to be a partner channel. We'd like to be able to upload full-length videos. And they just laughed at us. And people complain. They say, why are these videos you produce for free for us broken up in parts? Well, we don't have a partner channel. We don't have a director channel. We set up another channel, and by accident they gave it to us for a while and saw us putting it up and took it away from us. But that's okay, because the more they try to tilt the odds against us, the harder I'm going to dig in and I'm going to fight. And that's the spirit our farmers and ranchers and our small businesses need to have. And people need to support small businesses and independent radio stations and independent newspapers, not even if they're not 100% what you agree with. We better support local, and we better do it now. Now, I've got all this world news. I've got all this military news that I'm going to cover here. It's incredible. I'm going to cover it. When I come back, I'm going to get into these mainstream news articles reporting on the fact that they're going to force anyone driving even the smallest tractor or four-wheeler, or anything involved in farm work with a federal commercial vehicle operator's license. Now, do you have any idea what this means? This is a federal jurisdictional power grab onto private property. A, it's totally unconstitutional. B, it's about coming on your property without warrants. It's about turning the truck police loose on the rural communities. And you have no idea how hard they're going to hit you. These are the most wicked police I've ever run into. They are pure highway robbers. And it's about taxing the living daylights out of you. And they're going to declare most of your equipment useless that you've kept running. We'll be right back. I'll explain it all.
congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What's wrong with America? We have multinational corporations, predominantly the Fortune 100, but a lot of the Fortune 500 are involved as well, who write the laws. I mean, it's public fact. It was all over even mainstream news last November that Big Agro wrote the Food Safety Act. Didn't matter it was Big Agro that caused the two or three big health scares. that happened last year. Didn't matter if it was big, giant industrial production facilities that put out the salmonella and that put out the E. coli. Didn't matter if it turned out it was the same groups in Germany. They write the laws every time they screw up to shut down their competition. And it's the same in every single field of this country. The big guys shutting down the little guys. And the railroads tried to do it when they expanded west. In fact, we had our war with Britain over gun control, but also over laws meant to shut down the little guys in commerce and in farming. The Civil War really started over that, not over slavery. If you go back and look at the North putting all sorts of regulations on the South that was predominantly agricultural, but exempting themselves in the North. This is always the issue, is economic discrimination by the insiders. America was founded against these types of unfair trade advantages. And everybody's looking for racism against blacks or whites. People are looking for discrimination on what sexual preference they have. While meanwhile, the real discrimination is going on against the little guy, no matter what color you are. Now, let me go ahead and get to this article right here. One of these is out of the Virginia Gazette. The other is out of the Journal Sentinel. And it says a new rule, not a law, but a rule. And there's not a law that the TSA could stick their hands down your pants and be on the streets of America now, but there's a rule. They made a rule. A new rule being proposed by the Federal Department of Transportation would require farmers to get commercial driver's licenses. See, and nowhere do they point out in these articles the big issues here. Since when does the federal government have control of our transportation within the states? Since when do they get to set the speed limit or what color the road signs are? Oh, some federal money comes in that was taken from the state to begin with. But now, they're going to empower under federal rules, and the states are all going to get behind this, to turn loose the county and city and state truck police to pull up at your farm or ranch and to come up and white glove inspect your farm equipment. And if you don't know what they do to truck drivers, aggregate haulers, furniture store drivers, they don't care. Long haulers, the people that keep this country running, who have really got super hard, hellish jobs, in my opinion. If they are able to get away with this, it is another serious blow to this country. And a giant federal power grab over every rural community in this country. Now the feds say they're going to make a rule, not a law, a rule, that they have jurisdiction on your farm, your ranch, and that you are going to have to pay to take the classes and the yearly fines and the fees to get your commercial license. And they sell it in this particular article out of the Gazette, the Virginian Gazette, that, oh, well, it's just some small little fees. It's no big deal. Oh, really? Under the regulations that the feds have, do you have any idea the type of harassment? What is white glove inspection at West Point and other military academies? They come in wearing white gloves into your barracks, and they go around the light bulbs, and they go under the beds and the floor. If they can find any dirt on that white glove, you get a demerit. And so you've got to go basically run laps or get extra duties. Well, in this case, you get fines and fees. So they're going to come up to your old tractor. But let me tell you about the rest of it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Police stand down, now the calls to censor free speech for everyone because of it, or the global financial meltdown that is continuing. It is a planned consolidation. After every bailout of the mega banks, things will only get worse because it's a planned takeover program in their own admissions. If you'd like to talk about that, I'd love to hear from you. If you think it's wrong that the Postal Service is going to be exempt from getting their employees health care, but your business isn't, I'd love to hear from you. Or what about the big hoax that I see ongoing? They did it 3.5 years ago. They're doing it again. I heard it on local talk radio this morning. Yeah, Ron Paul's winning the straw polls and scientific polls in New Hampshire and Iowa. Normally the news would say, that's the front runner. He's probably going to win. He would be catapulted into the absolute national lead, and Ron Paul would end up being the president. But the system has put out the talking point that all the little minions and compartmentalized people parrot. They're not even government agents. They just go with the flow, and they're saying Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. The American people want somebody with better-looking hair like Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. Both of them literal Democratic operatives in the flesh. Oh, you didn't know Mitt Romney wrote the health care bill that was the model for Obama? You didn't know he supports global carbon taxes. You didn't know Newt Gingrich supports global carbon taxes and is wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's two of their books calling for world government. I've read the quotes here. Calling for world government and the end of national sovereignty, just like the former editor of Newsweek, Strobe Talbott, who then went to work for Clinton. I mean, they're all the same scum. Or you're thinking, well, Rick Perry, Al Gore's former campaign chairman in Texas for president. You mean him? Oh, you mean, by the way, I always get emails and comments going, I thought you were a liar. I went and looked that up about Rick Perry. Why haven't I heard that? You think I'm going to get up here and tell you he was the campaign chairman for Al Gore in his first presidential run when he was a senator in 1988? You think I'm going to get up here on the radio and lie to you? Consciously, I make little mistakes sometimes, but I'm not going to make a mistake about something like that. All right. I told you Rick Perry, well, I actually told you 3.5 years ago, it's an endgame, was going to run for president in the 2012 election. I told you 2 years ago he was going to claim he wasn't going to run and going to run. I told you when he made the pledge 6 months ago to not run in 2012. I said he's going to break that pledge. He plans to break it. He's piquing your interest that he's the hero who is reluctant. And he's going to break that pledge tomorrow. You know, if you go with the opposite of whatever the establishment media and government says, you'll do pretty good. But I don't just go with whatever the opposite of what they say. That's a good rule. I mean, if you're going in the dark and they say go left, you go right. They say go up, you go down. They say zig, you zag. But I don't go off that. If I've got a split-second decision to make, I automatically don't believe them, and it always holds me in good stead. Because these are congenital psychopaths with an army of sociopaths that work for them. Social engineers that have lulled the general public into a deep trance. And so now they can get away with anything. Unless we wake people up out of their trance. But I'm going to be going over that. Ron Paul has won a big straw poll. ABC News is reporting. Ron Paul won with 44%, a super whopping victory. Kind of like he had the second largest margin of victory in CPAC history this year, and Fox News dubbed booing over him being announced the winner. And you're like, oh, well, Fox News is they tried to lie to me, but that's okay. I like to be lied to. It's fun to have them try to manipulate me like I'm a monkey or something. It's kind of cute to be conned and to have somebody run over you. You know, a normal red-blooded man gets upset by con artists, gets upset by criminals, gets upset by bullies. Because if you don't have that instinct, your family, your tribe, your people have no future. America had the most red-blooded, most aggressive people who demanded the maximum level of liberty, so we got the maximum level of prosperity. But notice, as we get rid of our anti-establishment, untrustful attitude towards government, as we stopped being aggressive, suddenly all of our prosperity is burning up in front of our eyes. And the system's come out in the last 3 months in Newsweek, Time, and every other major publication I've looked at. I've walked into newsstands and just seen it, every 10th magazine. It's just everywhere. In the political section, it's every other headline. The Constitution's the problem. Get rid of it and you'll have prosperity. And you know what? The general public, a lot of them, are going to come and say, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of due process, do whatever the government says. They promise to bring it back. Yeah, like each banker bailout, they promise to give you. Each banker bailout, they promise everything's going to be fixed right after you give us more power. And then you do it, and then things get worse. And now they've got a Star Chamber Committee of 13 up there who has created a new branch of government. And there isn't a big uproar because we've already been trained how to be slaves. We've already put up with wars without congressional approval and wireless, warrantless wiretapping. We've already put up with the government with a straight face saying, yeah, we ordered the torture of people, including children, in front of their parents. Washington Post. And then I was on the phone yesterday with an establishment writer from Slate. And that's why I refuse most interviews now with these people. Not because I can't intellectually deal with an argument with them, but I just don't have time for children. For children. When classical tyranny is pouring in all around us, the water is rising, and they're looking at you telling you everything's fine. They think it's a virtue to deny that we're in trouble. They think, like children, they control reality. They have magical thinking. That's why Oprah Winfrey pushing that stupid idea of The Secret was so popular. Where you just imagine something and it happens. No, if you imagine it and it's feasible and you work on it, you may be able to manifest it. But it doesn't magically happen. Like you throw some dust in a fire and there's a blue puff of smoke and a Easter bunny appears. That doesn't work. And so people just think, well, I choose to not believe that things are this bad. I choose to believe we're not going into a depression and that somehow that'll make it not be a depression. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we don't screen your calls, but I do not like getting the whole show caught up in people just plugging stuff. Because we don't screen your calls. So you've got to talk about one of these issues first, and you can throw a plug in at the end. Or I may just hang up on you, because I want the good callers that really have points to make to be able to get involved on air. 800-259-9231 here on this live Friday edition. I tell you, the show's a lot better when I screen calls. Every once in a while we'll say, only military callers, only police callers, only firefighters, only farmers, you know, on a particular issue. Only organic food farmers, only radio broadcasters, you know, to really get only people from England who've witnessed the riots. And they're incredible calls, every one of them. But when I just open the phones up, the people who are sitting there on Prozac or whatever, laying back on their backs, kind of get up out of the bed, wipe the crust out of their eyes, and call in and jam the phones up. So I'm changing the way this show runs. I'm not going to screen your calls. But if you sound like you are drunk, you are not going to be on the air. 800-259-9231. But I've been watching this. Ron Paul, we need to do a breakdown of it, has won around two-thirds of the straw polls in the last few months. And he won a whopping 44% of the unique voters. Herman Cain, 16%. Michelle Bachmann, 10%. Perry, 8%. Palente and Mitt Romney, 5%. Sarah Palin, 4%. Someone else, 3%. Rick Santorum, 2%. But if you watch the news, you're told it's Rick Perry and the other Democratic operative, Mitt Romney. And, again, he's being hailed as our only hope. And yeah, I guess Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas is our only hope. Okay. And he is actually from Texas. Folks around the country, for whatever reason, have kind of a romantic love affair with Texans. Most of your big newscasters, for some reason, end up being from Texas. I don't know why. But I guess he really wasn't born in Kennebunkport, Maine. Not bashing folks in Maine. They're great people. But I guess he's a Texan. I guess there's something real about him. That's about it. That's about it. And you know what? I'll be now called a communist. I've already been called a communist by the Dallas blog and others for not liking Rick Perry. I was called a right-wing hate monger for not liking Obama, and now I've got to get ready to be called a commie again. When I didn't like Clinton because he was a globalist operative, I was a right-wing extremist. And then Bush was in and continued the globalist agenda, and I was a communist. And now Obama's been in, and I've been an extreme right-winger. And now I've got to get ready to be a commie again. I thought I was a constitutionalist. I thought I was a realist. I thought I was somebody who actually studied reality and was into being informed and being a steward of my community and my family and trying to be a decent person. I thought that. But see, well, there's stereotypical labels, so I've got to get ready for that. The good news is people aren't buying this anymore. But I'll get back to what really has me beside myself with anger, because I knew it was coming. I'd seen the Department of Transportation talking about this 2 years ago. Now they started the public comment period. And they're saying, don't worry. The Department of Transportation is looking at reclassifying farm vehicles and implements. And implements, that's your shredder, as commercial vehicles and implements. I went into the federal website this morning at about 6:30 a.m. and couldn't believe it when I read the actual document. I mean, you can go comment on it. They can care less what you say, but you can comment on it. Maybe you can decide what color scarf to wear over your eyes in the firing squad. Or you can have some last words. You can have a cigarette, maybe, if you ask. If you're nice. It's the little things that count. The proposed rule change would mean that anyone who drives a tractor or operates any piece of motorized farming equipment would be required to pass the same test and complete the same detailed forms and logs every mile you drive. Oh, yeah. When you went to sleep at night, we're going to learn you good. Required of semi-tractor trailer drivers. Drivers would keep logs of information, including hours worked and miles traveled. Vehicles would be required to display DOT numbers. CDL in Virginia cost $64 for 8 years and $8 per year, not including the cost of instructional class and written test. Yeah, I looked it up. It's hundreds of dollars a year in Texas. And then under this federal situation, there's even more rules. But that's not the issue. It's the logs and it's the inspections. And they're going to come on your property, and if your brakes are worn down on that old tractor, or you haven't changed your spark plugs, they're going to hit you with fines that make your head spin. They go and actually white glove, with a glove in Austin, dirt on the back bumper. And I drove by and almost wanted to pull over and videotape it just a few days ago. I see them out here on 290 every day, the truck police, as they're called by the truck drivers, and they pull over brand-new-looking trucks, you name it. And they're sitting there looking at those brakes. They're wiping for dirt, and they're hitting them with $500,000 fines. It is incredible. You're like, oh, it's for our safety. Well, let me explain something. I witnessed my grandfather taking pieces of Coke cans and rubber bands and rigging combines to work and operate. It is a culture of people bragging, at least where my family's from in East Texas, to say, take a look at this tractor and open it up and show how they custom rig some 50-year-old thing to work great. That's the only way they're in business. They can't go buy those big, giant new tractors. They can't go into debt. We've got a 40-year-old tractor still working on our ranch out in East Texas, and it runs better than the South Korean piece of junk that my uncle bought 10 years ago. That thing was breaking down the first year we got it. But not the 40-year-old tractor that I rode around with my grandfather. And it's got like a 30-something-year-old shredder on the back of it. And it keeps it going. And you know what? The feds are going to come in there and they're going to say, that thing is out of business. Where are your logs? I want to see them. Federal jurisdiction over your farm, your ranch. You know, they started all this tyranny back in the 20s and 30s. They went to the dumbed-down public and they said, you're paying for these roads. And the trucks are heavier than your car. They're making a little money. Let's charge them more for the roads. Let's make them get a license. And that's how it started. And it wasn't until the 50s that most states had a driver's license for citizens. And now they're expanding. Oh, and let me tell you what's coming next. They're going to make anybody with an RV or pulling a trailer get a commercial license. And they talk about it in here. They're going to come on your property, and they're going to go back there to that heirloom tractor that you keep running because you love it. And they're going to look at its brakes, and they're going to look at its spark plugs, and they're going to look at its pistons. They're going to look at that old popper you got out back, that single cylinder. And, oh, by the way, they're saying you're going to be under the big one, I forgot the biggest point here. They say they also want to do this to make you go under the new clean air carbon tax. See, because they've cleaned up all these vehicles except the old ones. And now the new ones, no matter how clean they are, oh, well, now we're going to tax you for carbon dioxide coming out the tailpipe. That's why they've listed it as a toxic waste. Same thing with the power plants. That's all that's coming out, water vapor, carbon dioxide. They've got sensors on them. Feds have got aircraft flying over, Cessna's snooping. GE can dump out whatever they want, build new stuff. They're exempt, but everybody else, you're shut down, which is great. GE's going to charge you more. Doesn't matter if you have power interruptions, which we're now having more and more. You're going to learn to live like they do in Romania or Venezuela. You're going to pay more for less. It's the insider mafia model. And see, they're going to come in there now and say, oh, sorry, this tractor, this combine doesn't pass our regulations. You can't use it. And if you get uppity with those cops, they're going to call a rural affairs SWAT team to murder you.
Question, can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spell DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
By the unions and big businessmen, and it's going down in the dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, and they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
Is going to be against the law. They've done that in North Korea from time to time, not always. Russia's done it. Communists normally do that. Here's the best part of the Bob Dylan song right here. Crank it up.
Dear
democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better than something.
That's better left unsaid. Man, I tell you, what a visionary. Bob Dylan. I've talked to a couple famous people that know Bob Dylan and have told me he's fully aware of the whole New World Order. I've got it from two different sources, and I'll just leave it at that. He's handing people anti-globalist books and stuff. Definitely has a very deep understanding of things. And if you're listening out there, Bob, we've never contacted you, but if you ever want to come on the radio, we'd love to hear from you. We know you're pretty reclusive as well, so I think there's not a very good chance of that. But who would have ever thought that we would have been contacted by some of the other folks that have contacted us? The problem is that usually they don't want to come on air. Same thing with Kurt Vonnegut. Just wanted to let us know he appreciated the show and what we were doing, and he was about to retire, never be seen again, giving his last speech in a month, he told us, going on to some university, his alma mater. And then he went and gave the speech, and a few months later fell down, hit his head, and was dead. But I do have that little painting Kurt Vonnegut sent me. It's a bird cage with a bird flying out of it. The symbol of Libertas, the French Revolution. It's a bird cage with the door open with a birdie flying out. I got a coffee cup like that. I was at a restaurant. They were selling coffee cups, and I saw one and bought it. My favorite coffee cup. You know, I'm one of those weirdos. I'm a free bird. I want to be free, and I guess Kurt Vonnegut was too. It would really help, though, the people that I know that are even more famous than Kurt Vonnegut, more famous than anybody we've ever talked about here on air, would go public for freedom. And who knows, they might. But in one of their words, people I was talking to, they've already gone through quite a bit, I guess. So who am I to tell folks to stand up when they've already stood up and paid such a high price? It's incredible. You know, I think it comes down to this at the end of the day. If you don't have an instinct when you see classical forms of slavery being set up and as a free man, you see that your freedom is being undermined and that you're being surrounded and that parasites are amassing weaponry and trying to menace you and trying to break your will and train you to accept their authority and domination over you. If you, it'd be one thing 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago if you weren't awake. But you've got to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not know that our whole culture is in deep trouble and crooks are running things. And to see the media nonchalantly pushing it, oh, yeah, it's real easy. The feds are going to be over your farming equipment now. And there's going to be some inspections, and they're going to be coming out making sure you got your logbooks all together, and there's going to be some fines. And the sick part is they're going to get all the rodeos and all the fairs involved and all the tractor supply companies involved. So when you want to go buy a tractor or go to the fair, they're going to do this with animal ID, premises ID. They won't let you in if you haven't complied.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.